From sprains to fractures, get expert care quickly at the University of Kansas Health System. Walk-in orthopedic care is open weekdays, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 2, at I-435 and Null. Learn more at kansashealthsystem.com/orthopedics.
All right, Kay. There you go.
I neglected to bring silverware.
I thought we had two sitting right here. There's one right there. Maybe Lawrence will get off his duff and give you some help.
Possible.
All right, you know, he is working hard today. Running the 810 Cares for Kansas City food drive as we are live at Coach's on 135th Street. Great lunch special for you. I just crushed about two-thirds of the meatloaf, all the mashed potatoes and gravy, and it is absolutely fantastic. You can get the meatloaf with the mashed potatoes and gravy and green beans, or Yankee pot roast with new potatoes and carrots for only $8.10. Everything made from scratch here at Coach's. Their incredible menu is just waiting for you. Come by, have some lunch, bring some canned goods, bring some cash. If you donate the cash, you are automatically entered. If you give $20 or more, you get a Papa John's pizza, and you get entered in to win the grand prize. And I love this grand prize. The grand prize is you get to go work. Right? But it will be the kind of work that will fill your heart and make a real difference in your community. Matt Beasler will go serve with you and your family at the St. James Food Kitchen, which Bishop Sullivan, one of their food kitchens for Bishop Sullivan Center, who is one of our great benefactors here today. All the food we raise and all the cash will go directly onto the tables of families in need, not stored, not warehoused, not resold. It is going to go right onto the tables of families in need. Listen, if you're going to do some shopping, there's an Aldi right across the street from us. Kevin's going to be at the Aldi's in Olathe. Most needed items, ramen noodles, pasta, peanut butter, soup, canned vegetables, dry dinners like hamburger helper, mac and cheese, scalloped potatoes, the dry beans. Now, the holidays are great. I absolutely love them. They always kick off with our food drive. This is my favorite day of the year. It really is my favorite day to work here at 810. You know, it's just a little bit that we do. You can come join us. We'd love it. You can also donate to Kansas City State Company, 5140 Kansas Ave, at our offices at 6721 West 121st Street. Right here where we're located at Coach's, Brian Darby and the staff do a great job taking care of us for lunch. I'll be here till my wife makes me leave. Mm-hmm. We'll be hanging out, having some probably a Corona or two, since I might have some vacation coming around the corner. So why not? Why not? We'll be here at Coach's. We'd love to see you here at 135th Street. Going to get you our program picks before Curtis is going to have to hammer home. Is that half the pot roast on fork?
That's a big mouth, and that's not even a tenth of what's on the plate. As the son of the woman who made the greatest pot roast ever, I consider myself a pot roast connoisseur. Yeah. This is as good as it gets. Would you look at that piece?
That's roast. Perfect.
Tender, perfectly cooked, perfectly seasoned, and
I'm telling you, I'm not kidding you. God bless you. You're a large, strapping man, all right, in every way, shape, big shoulders. You know, I mean, yes, you and I could use a diet, but you're a big man. But I'm going to tell you, that had to be a quarter pound of roast that went in your mouth in one bite. Had to be.
And I'm still, there's more under the carrots. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. This is amazing.
All right, let's get Fat Jack in here from Fat Jack Sports, program picks. I'm turning a corner, rocking it to the tune of 4-1 last week, and we'll play again for a great Hen House gift card. If you don't want to do all the cooking, let Hen House do the cooking for you. Go to their delicatessen, get your holiday meal ordered there for this holiday season, and everything you need. If you are going to do the cooking, is at your neighborhood Hen House. We'll play for a $50 gift card to Hen House. Fat Jack, how are you, my friend?
Guys, it got serious last week. I mean, we absolutely
no joke. Is it? Did you really go? Did you really go 11-0?
Do I? Have I ever lied on this show ever? I mean, listen. It's one of those weeks, and it's a 59 in golf is what it was last week, and it takes a little bit of luck. And I'll tell everybody out there, you don't go 11-0 without hitting a lot of straight shots in golf relating it to a 59. You have to be on your game. But then things have to go
right.
Well also. But I will tell you, everything went well. Everybody got the selections for $99 if you sign up for the weekend. It's a little bit more this weekend. But all my clients ever around the country get exactly the same picks. All of those selections are posted on FatJackSports.com. You can go to the website, FatJackSports.com, look at 2017-18 football selections. All of the people in Kansas City got exactly the same selections as everybody else around the country. And what you'll see is last week there were 11 wins and no losses. We had 7-0 on Saturday, 3-0 on Sunday. We had won on Thursday night. Saturday was Army, Auburn, Georgia Tech over, Kentucky, Louisville, Wake Forest. Sunday were the Chargers, Cincinnati, and Green Bay. 11-0, Operation Clean Sweep last week with our football selection. So, and that doesn't count the opinions. I had Atlanta over Dallas. It was an opinion. We had a couple opinions leading into the weekend that were winners. So huge, huge profit last week in what's been a great football season to this point. It's not like we were down and came up. We've done nothing but win this year. We've had two push weeks all year. All those selections are listed. Had a 10-2, a 9-2, a 9-3. And last week, we had a lot of easy, easy, solid selections, and then no bad luck on top of that. There was only one game that was even close to the number. We had the total in the Georgia Tech game that was 50 for part of the week and then worked its way down as it led up to kickoff, and so ended up in the 47-48 range and ended up on 50. So some people might have got a push there. Every other game wasn't even close. So 11 wins, zero losses. And, guys, it's one of those deals where – people say, well, he's going to come back. He's not going to do it every – that's not how this works. When you're dialed in and the information is good, it can go for weeks and weeks, as it's done all year. We've been winning week after week after week. This weekend looks great. We had Central Michigan on Tuesday. We had Eastern Michigan last night. Both as opinions, those are lower-rated plays, but my client's playing for half their base amount. We're turning a profit. We're going to win tonight. It's a great time to get signed up. FatJackSports.com. Get signed up today. We're going to keep it going into the weekend and on through bowl season and beyond. So great time to get signed up. And, yeah, 11-0, it's hard to complain. Everybody had huge, huge weeks last week, and I got emails of guys making, I mean, historical amounts of money on their trips to Las Vegas last week.
Yeah, it's been a great year, and I do love the fact that you said, hey, listen, yeah, you got to hit a lot of good golf shots. You got to do a lot of things right. 11-0 is not normal. Right, but you have just been wins galore this year, and have been wins galore for years. By the way, finishing with a plus ledger. What is it now? 16 out of 18, or what's the
17 of eight, or 18 of 19 years in football. Basketball is a little worse than that, and not every year is 50 or 60 games. Some years it's been close to 500. I mean, we with juice, you'll be a little bit over. In the 1 year we lost. We lost some games, and so and when you add factor in juice, we've been a little bit over some, and we've been 50 or 60 games over some. So not every year is exactly like this year, but more times than not, my clients are going to – they sign up year after year because they see the value, because I'm going to do a lot better than the average guy, and then we're going to most of the time be able to far and away exceed what you would pay in the service fee, in juice, and then certainly – I'm going to do better than the average guy. So it's definitely a great time to get signed up. There's a lot of value in the service. And this year is one of those years where we are just absolutely dialed in, and clients are winning a lot of money.
All right. We got a listener there, Rob. Ready to go?
We do. Our listener today is Jeff. Jeff's going to try to keep the streak going of everyone being amazing at this except for us.
Yeah, everybody's been a winner this year.
I mean, you did better.
Yeah. Listen, I went 4-1. I'll take it. And, That'll work. If I'm losing going 4-1, then things are going right. There's no doubt about that. Jeff, we got five games. All the locals, Mizzou -8.5 at Vandy, K-State +20 at Oklahoma State. OU is laying 37 at Kansas. Chiefs are laying 10 now at the Giants, and the Patriots 6.5-point favorites at the Raiders. You will go first. If you beat me, can't tie me, got to beat me, you will win a $50 gift card to a Hen House where you can get all your holiday dinner shopping done, or go to the delicatessen and get your holiday dinner done for you there at Hen House. Jeff, you understand how it works?
I do.
All right, Mizzou -8.5 at Vandy. Who do you like?
Let's go with Vandy.
Vandy, ooh, look at you. Fast talking Rob, I was first last week, so you're first up this week.
I'm on the Tigers. I think the Tigers at this point are just steamrolling toward a bowl game. I don't think they're going to let a bad Vanderbilt team get in their way, and Drew Locke is just he's near perfection right now. I'm not going to bet against them. Give me the Tigers.
Curtis?
Road game, I'm not thrilled about it, but it's up and moving pretty well offensively, and they're running the ball. Defense is playing a little better. I'm not getting in the way of the Tigers. I'll take MIZ.
You know, if Vandy were sitting here at 5.5 or 6, it'd be a tease down line, and I'd be all over Vandy. I do think we're getting a little comfortable hanging our hat on this Tiger team. They, you know, They're playing better football, there's no doubt, but some of this resurgence is schedule-driven. But the schedule, again, kind of smiles on them. Vanderbilt has not won since they beat the K-State Wildcats. That's been a long time. An object in motion tends to stay in motion. I'd like to find a reason to take Vandy here because I think it's getting too easy. I don't think Mizzou's good enough to just be like, I'm Mizzou every week, and at the end of the year I'll count up my money. I don't think they're that good, but I can't get in the way of the train, so give me the Tigers here as well. Fat Jack, what do you say?
Yeah, I don't see there's any reason to play. I'm not going to play the game, but I can't find a reason to play Vandy either. It's a little bit like Kansas playing Kansas. I mean, anybody who jumps out and says this is the week Kansas is going to cover is silly. But Vanderbilt's the same way here. I mean, you can't find a lot of reason to like him at home because Missouri's offense is caught in fire, and Vanderbilt's defense is not great. So they should be able to get it going offensively. Missouri should be able to, and they're on the road is not a great spot, but Vanderbilt's going to have good seats remaining. Don't be a scalper and go to that stadium this Saturday. So I'll take Vanderbilt and lay the points. Or excuse me, I'll take Missouri and lay the points.
All right, K-State is getting 20 at Oklahoma State, almost three touchdowns. Jeff, where do you sit?
I'm going with the Cats here.
K-State plus the points. Curtis?
I'm going to go Oklahoma State. I think they still feel like there's a way to get into the playoff. I think they're still playing hard. I'm just not feeling it with this Kansas State team right now. The magic seems to be gone, which is just when it happens, when it goes in the direction. I'm going to take the Cowboys to cover.
You know, I this is like, you know, K-State getting 20. I mean, what is this?
That's a lot, man.
It is, and I do think the Cowboys are good. I think they can hang points on the board. Yeah, this is an opportunity where you just jump all over Bill Snyder and points. That's what you're supposed to do here. That is the pre-programmed response, and it's won me a lot of games in this selection over the years, but it's not the same. And I don't think this Jim Levitt news is going to help anything. I don't think that's what Vegas is hanging their hats on, but I think that's got to be cancerous. And we're going to talk to John Kurtz coming up here a little bit later on about it here in the program. But that number is so big. I gotta say Vegas knows what's up. I'm going to take Oklahoma State as well. Fast talking, Rob.
I'm going to take the Cowboys as well. K-State's biggest deficiency is their secondary is not great. Mason Rudolph, James Washington, and that host of good receivers are going to carve them up. Give me the Cowboys.
All right, Kansas is getting 37, Jeff, from Oklahoma. What do you?
Your opinion on K-State? Do you want me to?
Oh, yes, yeah. I'm sorry, Jack. I'm sorry. I'm here, and I'm out on the location, and I'm not as dialed in as I am. Yes, please tell me. I apologize. Thank
That's okay.
You for,
no, I
pointing out.
You look back to the Pitt game, and it was a similar situation. A team that had a bad secondary and had to come into Stillwater. And although Mike Gundy has gone conservative for about a month with his offensive play calling, this is the type of spot that he will keep his foot on the gas at home in a conference game where recruiting is a big deal. You'd be amazed at how many kids come down to K-State and Oklahoma State as two of their final three when they're looking to commit. He will keep a foot on the gas here. Go ahead and lay the 20. OSU's the right side.
Okay. All right, now, Kansas plus 37. Jeff, where are you, buddy?
Well, I'm all alone on the first two, so I think I'm probably going to get everybody with OU on this side, so I'll go OU here.
Go OU. All right, and yes, it's you can't. You either watch or you bet the other team. There is no reason the way Kansas is playing right now. I think they're better than there's no reason. OU. I'm not even going to go. I don't want to get into a debate. OU. Rob?
No need analysis. Oklahoma's better. Give me the Sooners.
Curtis?
Yes, Oklahoma.
Jack, do we just put you down for OU and move along?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to play their backup quarterback probably a lot in this game. He's more of a run-pass threat. He plays pro baseball as well and a very athletic kid, which doesn't help Kansas either. So they should be able to score a lot of points late in the game also. So, yeah, go ahead and lay the big number.
All right, let's go to the Patriots at the Raiders. The Pats are laying 6.5. Jeff, what do you say?
Pats.
Rob?
I'm going to take the Raiders. This game's in Mexico City, which, you know, I don't think favors either team, but having played there before, the Raiders have a slight advantage because Azteca, where they're playing, is an extreme altitude. So I'll take the Raiders with the experience having played there, plus I'm getting a touchdown and a half.
You should know that the Patriots did not fly home from the Bronco game and they're training at the Air Force Academy at altitude. I don't think that's going to change your opinion, but it makes everything you just said there moot. Curtis?
I'm being away from home that long and training somewhere you're not familiar with probably isn't great, but I might get in the way of Brady and Belichick with that team's playing right now. I'll take the Pats.
take the Pats. Okay. That's what I wanted. I wanted to get everybody on the Pats because I like the Raiders. Listen, 6.5, why in Vegas throwing a bigger number down? Because the Pats don't stop people, and the Raiders can move the football. And at some point, I think they got to get back to being a pretty good offense. I don't know why they changed offensive coordinators, but at some point, they got to get something going here. So give me the Raiders. I think that number should be a little bit higher. It's not. So to me, Vegas is on the Raiders. I'm on the Raiders. Fat Jack, what do you say?
Yeah, and it probably gets to 7 before game time. Also, that part of Mexico has a lot of Oakland Raider fans. That'll be a home field advantage for Oakland in this game. Not that that should matter a whole lot, but it will. I mean, there are a lot of Oakland fans down in Mexico. So I'll take Oakland plus the points, although if I'm going to bet it, I wait till it gets to 7. It wouldn't surprise me if it lands on 7. So, but Oakland plus the points.
Okay. All right, and our final game is the Chiefs and Giants. Jeff, Chiefs are laying 10. What do you say?
Can't go against Reed after a bye, so I'm going Chiefs.
All right. Curtis?
I'll take the Chiefs minus. That number's been dropping, but I'll still take
It is dropping, and that concerns me a little bit. Chiefs are 0-6 at the Giants in the history of the franchise. None of the people that have played in those first six games will play in this one. So that's a fun little stat, but I don't know how relevant it is. They are 15-3. Is that what we said, Andy Reid, after a bye?
16-2, but 13-5 against the number.
13-5 against the number. That's what I was looking for. 16-2 outright, 13-5 against the number. It's KC or bust. Although yeah. Eli Manning does, you know, they've got a quarterback. My rule is no quarterback. You know, the Browns are unbettable, right? They might cover something. If you bet the Browns, 1-800-BETS off. You got a problem. But the Giants have a quarterback, which is what concerns me. I just don't think they have anything else. So I think the Chiefs are the play here. Rob, what do you say?
I'm taking the G-men. Curtis's stat earlier this week about how huge double-digit dogs at home tend to cover. They never win, but they cover. Makes me think that the Giants are going to get the cover maybe in like a comfortable 7-8-point win for the Chiefs, but they're not covering 10. Give me the Giants.
Okay. Excellent analysis there. Huh, Fat Jack, what do you think?
Yeah, there's about three guys in Vegas, and I know them actually pretty well, and they basically play these spots every single week on about Wednesdays or Thursdays, where the two biggest numbers of the week, there's value in the dogs here. And every week you'll see numbers like this, 10.5, 11 points, where there's no reason in the world, and they'll play Cleveland too in these spots, where there's no reason in the world to play one side, but value's created because every $50 guy that leaves town Sunday, Monday, Tuesday creates value with the underdog, and then they come in and pop the other side for between $10,000 and $30,000, and they feel like that's a good trend. I don't know how it does over the long run, but that's what they believe. And so you'll see these numbers kind of bounce back weekly about this time of week. So with all that being said, I can't see a reason why the Giants play, because I think the coach has lost the team. They have a lot of injuries. So I'll go ahead and lay the number and play the Chiefs, because I can't see any possible reason why the Giants will show up, although I will never put a dime on this game either way. So there's going to be a big weekend card, including on Sunday. And, guys, if you didn't hear the first part of the segment, I was 11-0 last week, and those do not happen every week. If and when, I've said this before, we have a losing week, I will come on here and we will talk about a losing week, because I don't win every single week, every single year. But this year we've had two push weeks in football. We've won every other week for my clients since football. We're into November, guys. Thanksgiving is Thursday, and we're winning every week. If you're going to Las Vegas for the rodeo coming up, if you're going out for the weekend, call 1-800-298-1383 or go to fatjacksports.com. All of the selections that every single client gets are posted right there on the website under 2017-2018 football selections. Last week, everybody signed up, got 11 wins and 0 losses when they signed up during this segment. If you're going out this weekend, get signed up. If you're going out next weekend, get signed up. If Christmas is coming, if you want to get your husband or boyfriend or whatever a gift for the holidays, get them a package. It's a subtle way of saying it's not the gambling that I hate, it's the losing that I hate. Get them something for the holidays that will turn their gambling into winning. Go to fatjacksports.com. Sign up this weekend. Have a great Thanksgiving, Kansas City, and win this weekend playing the games against the spread.
All right. Great stuff, Fat Jack. We appreciate it, man. Keep up the great work. You've been doing fantastic, and we always appreciate your insights. I don't know. I don't think I'll talk to you next week. So have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, guys. Have a good week. I'll see you soon.
All right, Fat Jack from Fat Jack Sports with us here in the program. We will take a break, come back. Jeremy Crabtree joins us. Talk about the weekend of high school football playoffs. We're knee-deep in it. Semifinals is where we're at. Also talk about the recruiting in college football. Get his thoughts on this story coming out about Jim Levitt to K-State, that it was a verbally agreed-upon deal that was nixed by Bill Snyder. That's the biggest news of the day. Brett McMurphy reporting that there was a verbal handshake agreement for Jim Levitt to join the coaching staff and be the coach in waiting for 2018, and it was nixed by Bill Snyder. More on that coming up next here in the program.